Hi there. You are now listening to a sermon from Calvary City Church. We hope that this message blesses you, encourages you, and speaks to you. May God always reveal His goodness, mercy, and love to you. Enjoy the message.
Hi, church. Good evening. So glad that you can join us for today's service. And actually, on this day, right, 30th January, it's a very special day. And why do you think that is? Well, let me tell you. On this day, 30th January, it's Nasha's first birthday. And 1 year ago, in 2020, Nasha was born. And yeah, if you look at the photo, they're going to show you in a bit. This was Nasha when she was just born. It was in the nursery. You can see everything is still there, attached. She's there, the face all red. And yeah, this was in the nursery when we first went there, gave birth, and then I could go into the nursery just to see her. So this was 1 year ago, on this exact date, on 30th January, that she was born. And I remember how nervous I was learning to carry her. She was so small, so fragile. I didn't dare to carry her, but at the time in the hospital, I had no choice because Narita was resting and I had to take care of Nasha. So I had to carry her. I had to learn how to carry her and feed her and everything. So I was so nervous, and now I would say I'm less nervous, but still, if you give me a newborn baby to carry, I'll still be like a bit shaky and nervous to carry a newborn baby. And because of MCO last year, right, I had the chance to spend the whole year at home almost, because I couldn't go back into Singapore to work. The borders were closed. So I was just home the whole year, and I get to watch her grow up step by step. Everything that she does from when she was a baby until she's 1 year old now. One thing that me and Narita like to do during this time when she was growing up is to check her milestones. You know, you see a newborn baby, they got 1 month old, 2 month old, 3 month old, and all these things, they have milestones to it. Like first month, maybe she learned how to open her eyes and smile. Second month, there's something else that shows the development of the baby. So Narita and I like to check all these milestones and actually tick it off. Okay, she's doing this. Yeah, okay. She's growing well. She's doing this. Yay. And to see her learn new things, and also how can we handle her when she learns all these new things. So it was quite fun to go through all these milestones, and I'm sure we'll continue doing that for this year as well. But not so much, like maybe every half year or every 3 months. But last year, it was almost every month that we keep checking. And I really got to see her grow steadily through all these milestones. And it's exciting. It's a joy to see baby Nasha just growing up. And I'm going to show you one thing now. This is her at 11 months old. I'm going to show you this video of her. Yeah, so you've seen that video, and all the Coco Tete from Youth Outbreak. Can Nasha join your dance crew? Did she qualify? Any auditions coming up? Maybe I'll send her to you, see whether she passed the audition to join your dance crew. But yeah, this is her at 11 months. It was just a few weeks ago that she was just dancing and playing around, and this is her, and we got to see her grow up to this beautiful little girl that we like to just enjoy and play with her. Before I go into today's message that I want to share with you, let me just pray. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for how you have been looking after us even throughout last year and the beginning of this year. As we go on, it's the end of the month, but we know even in this challenging time that you are faithful and you are watching over us. So we thank you We praise you, and I pray, God, that wherever everyone is watching right now, that your presence will be with them. Your Holy Spirit will be the one that speaks to their hearts. And even for me, as I share this, Lord, that your Spirit also speak to me personally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So like Nasha, when we look at all these milestones, today I want to share with you something about these milestones. And not just milestones of development or physically, but milestones of faith. What is milestones? I went and researched or went and find the dictionary. What is milestones? In simple terms, milestones is that at that time they use this for measuring distance. You go 1 mile, you put a stone there, and that is called milestone. And then you know how far you have gone, you know how far you have been from the place that you started from. But another definition of milestone is this. It's an important event in the development or history of something or in someone's life. So these are milestones of your own life, milestones that you can actually place and know that, hey, this happened throughout this time, this happened, and look back on it and know how far you've come. So one way to determine our growth and development in our faith is actually looking at these milestones in our life. And it's not something new. If you look through the Bible in the Old Testament, there's a lot of times that they recount, they look back at milestones. One of it is Psalms 106, where the psalmist actually wrote down all these milestones. How, at that time when the Israelites came out of Egypt, how Moses led them to part the Red Sea and then walking through the Red Sea, wandering through the wilderness, and even says how they worship at that time the golden calf and they've done wrong and then they repented. In Psalms 106, on your time, you can go and read it. It recounts all these things. And there's a reason why the psalmists actually do this. It's because it's supposed to recount history to the people, to tell of the history that has happened. Look at the milestones, what has happened throughout these years. And most importantly, why the psalmist write it and why it's in the Bible is that it is to remind them of who God is and His faithfulness to them. God not just wants to tell all this to them so that they will be like, oh, feel condemned or feel guilty, but it's to remind them that God is God, and He is always faithful to them, even when they choose to sin against Him. So some of these milestones that we talk about, I want you to think about even your own life right now. Your own life, your own faith, and think about it, is that how was your growth and development in your faith compared during MCO 1.0, which was last year during March, and now it's MCO 2.0. And now you think of things like, what are these milestones that happened throughout this past year? What are these things that really show forth and remind you of who God is and how God is faithful in your life? Keep that train of thought, okay? Keep it there. Keep thinking of it. What are some of these really significant times that really you can put down as a milestone in your faith? And we're going to look at one text. It's an example of milestones that the Bible says about during the Israelite times, and it's found in Joshua. Joshua chapter 4, we're going to read verse 1 to 3 and then verse 20 to 24. But let me give you a context of this text. The context of it, Joshua chapter 1, it talks about how Joshua is taking over leadership from Moses. Moses has passed away. The whole generation of Moses, the same age as Moses, has passed on. It is a new generation. Joshua has been appointed the leader of this generation and a new season, because they were wandering around the wilderness for 40 years. It's a new season coming ahead. They're going to step out of this wilderness into the promised land. And from the desert, the wilderness, to go into the promised land, they have to cross this river called the Jordan. A whole new season, a whole new generation, everything seems new. Sounds a bit familiar, like how we are. Even though it's MCO 2.0, it sounds very familiar, but it's new. Everything is new. You don't know what's ahead, and we are stepping into that new season. So let's look at it in Joshua chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. I'm reading from the ESV version. It says, chapter 4, verse 1, when all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Take 12 men from the people, from each tribe a man, and command them, saying, 'Take 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight.'" Let's go down to verse 20 and 24. 20 to 24. Verse 20, it says, "And those 12 stones, which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set it up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, 'When your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever." This is one of the instances that Joshua actually heard from the Lord and to pick up these stones from the Jordan River. And that is why I want to talk to you about milestones today. In the same way, what are some of these stones, like how Joshua did, to tell the people, pick up these stones, set it up at the place that they lodged that night, put it up into a place where everyone will see it and know that, hey, when they see, this is what happened. They recount the history that happened. They recount God's faithfulness. They recount God's goodness in their lives because what God has done for them. So in the same way, these stones or milestones, I want to just encourage you and challenge you to do two things during this MCO 2.0. You had MCO 1.0, it passed. Some of you may have had some challenging times. Some of you may have had some sorrowful times. Some of you had some joyful moments in between. But this time, MCO 2.0, as we are in the midst of it, I want to encourage you to do two things. First one, I want you to find and pick up these stones of God's faithfulness that has happened throughout this past year. It can be something that you struggled with. It can be something that is challenging. Or it can be something that joyful. Like for me, it was spending that whole year with Nasha. That was a joyful moment. But it doesn't mean that there were no struggles. So find, reflect, take some time. Most of us will have a bit more extra time during this MCO to actually spend time to reflect, to think through, what are these stones? You have to find it. You have to pick it up. You have to know that these are certain milestones in life that actually shows God's faithfulness. You may not realize it until you think about it and reflect back that says, hey, yeah, true, God is faithful in that time. So where have you seen God's faithfulness in your life? What are some milestones that you can look back at and see how much you have grown in your faith in God? How much you have grown in your trust in Him? I'm sure all of us, when we look back, we start to think that, yeah, last year, some people just want it to go past. They don't even want to remember it. It's just such a challenging and bad year that nobody wants to remember it and they just want to move on. But it's not just that. These things that we look back, these milestones will see, help you to look how far you have gone, how much you have grown as you look back through these milestones. And most importantly, as you look back on these milestones or these stones that you have found and picked up and set it up, the most important thing is to remember. Remember who God is. Remember God's faithfulness. That's the whole reason that God actually asked Joshua to do this, so that they would remember. Remember this God who was faithful during the time of Moses that led them through the Red Sea and now is continuing to be faithful as he leads them across the Jordan, who was at that time, the Jordan was overflowing with water. The same God is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow. And we want to remember him and his faithfulness. And that is why you picked up these stones and milestones. Second thing, first is to find and pick up the stones of God's faithfulness. Second, this is more practical, and like what Joshua did, is to set up a visible reminder of these milestones. Why is that so? You know, you have photos in your phone that you just like, you took a photo, it's a nice place, and just leave it there, and you sometimes just forget about it. But when you have a visible reminder, let's say you frame it up, you put it somewhere, each time you go past it, you look at it, it reminds you of the memories of that time. In the same way, these milestones that God has showed you, set up that visible reminder of these things. And firstly, is again, to remind you, to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness. When we look at it, we will remember what happened in that time. We remember the emotions that actually was going through our mind, the things that we are struggling with, the things that we actually face, the joyful times. And we start to remember God's faithfulness in those times. So let me show you how did me and my family actually set up these visible reminders for us to look. If you see this picture, it's a picture of these photos on our fridge. These photos were actually printed out, and we purposely like buy a printer, a photo printer, because we want to print all these things out, all these photos, to put it up so that we will know and be reminded of God's faithfulness. So you see all these photos there. It's almost throughout the whole year. We got photos with Nasha, mostly with our families. And one of those photos is actually taken during the time last year, I think it was during September or October, where we went up to KL to visit Nanita's grandparents, which is Nasha's great-grandparents. We had an opportunity to go up there to celebrate her grandfather's birthday. And that was actually the last time that we met him. We celebrated his 90th birthday, and 1 week later, he passed away. And we actually had that photo on that fridge as well to remind us that God has been faithful in this grandparents' life, in her grandparents' life, how he has watched over them all these years. And also for Nasha to remember that, hey, you have actually met your great-grandparents. And this is something to remember. These are milestones that we can look back and see how God has been faithful. And I purposely take a photo of the fridge. You can see the microwave and the oven as well. This is another reminder for us in our family, because we moved into our new apartment last June. And the owner graciously just left all these things for us. The fridge, the oven, the microwave, a nice dining table, all the aircons, all were just left there for us as we intend to buy over the unit. But because of MCO, there was a delay in all the things like the paperwork, all the legal matters of transferring ownership. So we asked the owner, we want to move in, but is it okay that we rent the place from you while all these things is going on? And he said, okay. Rent it from us at a very, very minimal fee. And we're really grateful for that, because, right, as I look back, as I remember all these milestones, right, it makes me remember that why actually God made this delay happen, the delay in paperwork, the delay in the transferring of ownership. Because at that time, I mean, the last year, last half of the year, our finances were a bit tight. We had to really make sure that we don't simply spend on things. And if that ownership was transferred to me before June or something, it would mean that my loan would have kicked in, and that I would continue paying my loan every month. But because of this delay, I was still paying rent, and this rent was way low below compared to my loan. And God helped us to really sustain during this past the last year. And as I look back only, then I remember, wow, God, now I know why you did this. And now I know why you have been faithful to delay all these things so that you can help us to really sustain us financially. So all these visible reminders, all these little things will show you and will remind you of God's faithfulness. And the second thing that about these visible reminders, why I want you to try it and encourage you to do it is this. In Joshua, when he said, after he set up all these stones, and he told the people, he said, when your children ask, or then you shall let your children know what had happened. So when Nasha asked, hey, all these photos, what is it about? It gives us an opportunity to tell her more about God's faithfulness. Or in the same way, in just now Joshua chapter 4, verse 24, it says, all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is mighty. When you invite people to your house, or you set up a visible reminder in your office, in your car, all these things, right, as you set it up, firstly, it reminds you of God's faithfulness. Secondly, it brings out the curiosity in people asking, what is this? Why is this so unique that you set it up here? And it gives you the opportunity to tell them about who this God is and how He has been faithful in your life. In Acts 1 verse 8, it says, you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Your story of God's faithfulness, your story of how God has been real to you, is a witness to others about God. It's something that you can tell other people about. And if you think about this year's theme, which is to how can they hear? How will they hear without someone preaching, which is in Romans 10, 14. And you think about it, yeah, how would people know if they have not heard about this God? And when we read Romans 10, 14, it says preaching. The Greek word for preach is this word called keriso. But it's not saying to just preach, but it's to announce and to carry an important message. And it is not limited to a proclamation from a pulpit. It doesn't mean preaching means you have to be on this stage. It doesn't mean you have to have an audience to preach. But wherever you are, in your home, in your car, in your office, you announce and you share this important message that God is real and God has been faithful in your life. And people will start to resonate with that because it's stories that mean something. That the word became life to them because you have shared who this God is and how real He has been in your life. And if you've been following the Gospel Project, the Gospel series, it's all about this, sharing your stories. Sharing, being real with the people that you are talking with. And these stories actually mean more than just trying to throw the Word of God to them. They may not understand the Word of God, but the Word of God becomes real to them when it is found in your stories than in your sharing of your life and God's faithfulness. So just remember, milestones, take this time. Remember all these milestones that you have been through for the past year. Find all these milestones of God's faithfulness. See how far you have grown in your faith and your trust in God. And secondly, don't just leave it there. Set up visible reminders to remind you of this growth, to remind you of God's faithfulness in your life. So to conclude this very short sharing, as you think through all these milestones, I want you to just pick up right now, put aside everything. You're taking notes, put it aside. You're drinking coffee, put it aside. Anything that you're doing, just put it aside. And just take some time to reflect. I give you 30 seconds to just think of one thing, of one milestone that happened from MCO 1.0 until now that we're going through MCO 2.0. One thing that you can remember of God's faithfulness in your life. One of these milestones that you have. And now what I want you to do is to set up an altar of thanksgiving, to remember that God has been faithful yesterday, God has been faithful last year, God will be faithful today, and God will continue to be faithful. And as you set up this altar of thanksgiving, whatever that God has brought to your mind so far, let's give thanks to God for it. If it's a tough time, it's hard to give thanks, but nevertheless, you know that God has planned things that are good for you, even if that time it seems difficult as you look back you will start to see God's faithfulness. Things that are hard, things that you struggle with, things that are joyful. Let's build an altar of thanksgiving. Let's build really this altar of giving thanks to God for His faithfulness.
Thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons like these, check out our website, calvary.com.my. We hope you have a blessed week ahead.